This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Ooh. Oh. Oh my God. You're listening to the one and only drag podcast in the whole world.
Yes, it's Drag Her.
Oh, yeah.
I sound horrific because I've been screaming all week and I just woke up.
Well, I love you. I mean, we're finding new lovely times to get this together because the children missed you, Nicole. We had some amazing guests, but the children still missed the presence of your aura.
Yes, Brita Filter. It was funny because I was at work and then before I had to go back, like, to set, I was like, ooh, wait, I think I can pop in real quick. And they're like, Nicole, we need you. And I was like, and I called on the Zoom and then I was waiting to be let in. And then I was like, oh, fuck it. And then I was like, no, I have to tell Brita hello and say Jimbo was robbed. And I think those are the words I said.
I mean, look, that narrative continues. That narrative.
You know, I really wanted to like Canada's Drag Race, but yeah. The people I like are all gone. I like Lemon. Yeah. I liked Kiara. Yeah. I liked Tanomi Banks.
Yep. I like Anastasia.
Yeah. I mean,
this has been tough. And I tweeted this and it sounds cunty, but I mean this with no cuntiness when I say, I don't care who wins. I don't. That, now, having said that, I do like Priyanka a lot. Like, I like them all. But yeah. I just don't feel excited about who wins.
Yeah, like my favorites are all gone. Mm-hmm. And I guess I need to like just like, you know, reinvest in the top three and be like, okay, well, who's my favorite out of this top three? Because they earned their way there. The judges chose them. Let me put my differences aside because truly Jimbo was like my front runner from the jump. And I was so happy Jimbo made it so far. And then I mean, spoiler, if you haven't seen the episode, Jimbo goes home.
Why would you listen to this if you haven't seen the episode?
I don't know.
I will say, and like we were texting last night, Jimbo did look goddamn awful.
It was a curious choice about the makeup.
Yes.
And then Jimbo said, I'm not happy with my makeup.
Yes.
And I was
she
like,
looked
didn't ask for help or like fix it.
She really looked crazy. She looked like someone rubbed paint on a tombstone. Like, her face looked like concrete. And I'm like, I've seen you do way better. What's happening?
Yeah, I was confused. But then I was thinking maybe Jimbo was confused because they've given her such wonky feedback. Mm-hmm. Those, the red outfits that she did for the family, the family, what is it, resembling challenge?
Yeah.
I loved that.
That was unbelievable.
Like, they were like too sexy. And I was like, too sexy? I thought it was just hot enough. Like, her pussy wasn't out. You know, like,
great.
I was just like, I don't know, it's titties. Her waist was snatched. She was padded in a fun way. I liked the look. I was here for it. I own an outfit like that. Like, I loved it.
It's gorgeous. Oh, yeah. You have, like, that fun crystal look. It was inspired by Crystal Method, and then you got
not
someone
inspired
to make that.
I took pictures and had someone recreate it. I stole Crystal Method's look.
I didn't want to say that, but that's the whole truth.
Stole.
Thievery.
Yes.
Felony charges are pending.
Yes. Creeping in her room looking for that outfit, knowing full well it fit on a finger and not my body.
what a fashionable finger. I mean, yeah, we're upset. Let's talk about this episode. But I'm gonna feel how I feel. I've clung on too long trying to be as polite as possible, and I am now pretty fed up.
You have what? You've had what? It. I have had it.
Officially.
I have had it officially.
Officially. Miss Thing, I haven't seen you like this before. So they're back in the room. They just sent Lemon home. That's crazy.
Which was really surprising for me because I really thought Lemon was going to go all the way. But,
won. Yeah. She won two challenges.
Yeah.
And I guess you could be like, is it cool that the producers weren't protecting her from the from what happened, or is it crazy?
It really seems as if on Canada's Drag Race, the decision is made truly just at that table, and maybe no producers are involved with the decisions.
That could be it. That could absolutely be it.
Because they write on those little cards and it's a vote.
Yeah. And those little cards say, I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't know what I'm saying, but let's do this for some reason.
Let's do this.
And the other one says, yeah, I don't know what's going on either. Let's do this. Oh, the one that everyone likes and is funny. Let's tell her she's not funny.
Yeah, let's tell her she's bad and we hate her. Yeah.
It's really weird bit.
I'm just confused.
I'm very confused. So here we go. We have a mini challenge of singing Oh Canada.
And my friend Sabrina Jalise is there.
I know her as well. She's lovely.
I love Sabrina. Sabrina's, she's very popular in Canada.
She's awesome.
That challenge was very funny.
It was funny. I like Sabrina just coaching them to do weird things. That's a challenging thing to just be like, make this choice funny. Now make this choice funny.
Yes. Uh-huh. But I thought the girls did a very good job.
They were fun. I'll be a cunt and say I wasn't particularly impressed with Bobo's choices.
I don't think Bobo's a comedy queen.
No.
Even though her name is Bobo. Which is
Bobo.
Slightly misleading to be like, hi, I'm Scarlett Bobo and I won't be funny.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Banana Splits, and I've never been funny one day in my life.
And I don't know how to do a split, and I hate ice cream.
Hate it. Yeah, it's kind of misleading. It's like your name is Beakery TT, and you're just the queen of the runway. I'm like, okay, but yeah, Yeah, she kind of gave a similar comedy thing to past weeks, which is just like, I don't know, high-pitched. I once again, you know what I'm going to say? Jimbo what? Won the mini challenge.
I also thought Jimbo won the mini challenge, but Rita Baga won. And I don't want to be rude.
It
feels like Rita Baga, like people wanted her in the finale.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure she won that lip sync against Lemon.
Yeah.
And I do think she earned her spot this week. I do think she won the sync this week.
Definitely.
But yeah. Definitely. So yeah. We find out it's the bowl.
It's the bowl. And what did Rita win from the mini challenge? They're like, Rita, you won the mini challenge. I don't know.
I think she won just like the fact that she won.
Okay, got it. Good.
Yeah, I truly don't think they're like she won a prize. Or they did were like, she?
I don't know. They're like, you get to put even more styrofoam on your tits. And whatever you do.
I love this prize.
And you get to never pad your body and still be praised by the judges.
Well, Michelle did bring up an interesting thing during the critiques where she was like, I mean, padding is a source of, discussion because she can't just say, I need you to pad. Because then you invalidate other types of drag where people don't pad. But for me, that dress needed padding. I was like, so you're a rectangle. I mean, if that's the look you were going for me, I didn't like it. But like, if that's what you wanted, you did it. But like, if you put some padding creates hip illusion. Hip illusion creates waist illusion. It creates levels. And I think levels are interesting when you're fully made up, I don't know, drag, like the type of drag that's being showcased is female impersonation. Personally, I think if you think otherwise, don't let me know. I don't care. The show is, and I think some women have hips, and I think it's accentuating and exaggerating. So why not exaggerate the thing that you're doing an illusion of?
Yes. If you have comments, the comment box does not exist. We lit it on fire and threw it away because we don't give a fucking shit what you say.
Not for that, because I understand that there's other types of drag and I don't need anyone to say that there is. I understand it. But to me, this is a female illusion. Why not fulfill it? Why not give me the full fantasy?
But every type of fashion is built on proportion and shape, whether it's feminine, masculine, or even if it's like fucking Harajuku genderqueer, even that is about shape and proportion and silhouette. And the silhouette of a busted dog food can is not going to make us gag.
If she wasn't wearing a gown, I wouldn't mind. If it was like a shift dress, sure. I don't care about your titties. I don't care about a waist. I don't care about like a slip, if you will, like a satin nightie. I don't really care about the illusion there or the proportions. It's like draping off of you. But like a gown, give me something fun to look at
that she can't walk in.
Oh my
like,
God.
You don't, that's, you gotta look. I know drag's hard, but if you put it on, you're like, oh, I can't walk.
Yeah.
Use those scissors sooner and give yourself a damn slit.
Yeah. I mean, should we talk about this runway?
Wait, okay, wait. Yeah, we should, but we should do the workroom nonsense too.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, you know, they're told the three categories, CEO. They have, a Christmas party, executive realness, icy walk of shame, ice queen eleganza. Those are the categories.
Yes.
Which of these would you be the most excited to feature on the runway?
I like the icy walk of shame. I think that's very funny. Mm-hmm. And then I really like ice queen eleganza. I think that's also really, really fun. My thing is executive realness, I think, is so hard to do. I mean, it's so hard to make it interesting in 2020.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the dream, because it does come, they explain it in the show. It comes from ballroom culture where it's like people of color aspire to be executives because that's not something they were allowed to do in real life. It's still not something a lot of us are allowed to do in real life.
No.
It's still relevant.
It's really important.
My issue with it is because it's like, well, a CEO can look very different now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different weird little companies. It's like, I'm technically a CEO. I have my own company that I'm a loan out, if you will, because I work on so many different things. But like, I'm literally wearing glasses and a little hat. And that's like how I look most of the time.
Right.
So it's like, what does a CEO look like? you know, you just get a lot of cliche like suits and stuff. And I think it's hard to elevate it.
It is hard. And you're right. Like it is, it's kind of built on an image from the late 80s of what we thought executive realness was. And I love that era. So, I mean, like, I think the safest bet is to go dynasty fierce. Like, you know what I mean? Because they love, they always live for that.
People don't go far enough, maybe, is my problem.
You mean like, you didn't like Darian Lake's executive realness look from season 6?
With the, did she have horns? Was there a horn, earring?
No, actually, this was because it was in that glitter ball, but it was, they were just like, she just looked like Kelly Clarkson, double XL. She just was so plain. She like just had like a jacket and pants on and they were like, What are you doing, girl? And she was like, look, executives look like this. And they're like, yeah, but we're not gagging. Also, I love that Priyanka's like, people of color don't ski. I never skied in my whole life.
I've never skied either. I'm sure there are some who have.
Yes.
I cannot think of one that I know.
Well, it's like all of those outdoor things. It's like camping and all this outdoor shit, being on a boat. I'm like, I come from a family of refugees. We're not trying to isolate ourselves. We're not trying to get back to the woods. We found it to civilization. You know what I mean?
Yes. I also think it is a socioeconomic problem. Like there's that, that's like, oh, I just don't want, like my mother did not like being outside. So there's like that. And oh my God, do you want to know why I couldn't hear you earlier?
Why? Your fucking, your earphones weren't plugged in?
They're still not plugged in. So am I listening to you from my computer? What is
that? That makes sense. Because when we were sound checking, I was like, I can hear you.
Wait a minute. And
you were just like, I wish I could hear something.
Wait, so now I'm hearing. Oh my God.
What's happening, Nicole?
No. Now I can hear you, but then also I think the computer audio is on. This is insane.
Okay.
This is going to sound horrific. I'm so.
Okay, do you hear our voices coming out of your computer right now?
Yes, and I thought it was coming out of the headphones, but the headphones weren't connected to anything.
Okay.
Oh
well.
My God.
Ferris, keep this in.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
This is literally insane.
That's in the past. What matters now is just make sure no more audio is coming out of your laptop.
I fixed it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's as if I never recorded a podcast before.
You are making it hard. You were late. You had to restart your computer. But I love you. I love you, and I don't want you to ever change.
I mean, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
This is Nicole coming right off of having to watch the first Hobbit, I bet. I bet your brain is just fried.
I did have to watch the first Hobbit. I watched Canada's Drag Race.
It's a lot.
I watched 90 Day Fiance. I've watched so much television.
You give a lot to the podcast community, and that's why I live for all of this.
That just happened.
It's okay. It's okay. Oh, I live. Well, you know, let's go ahead and take a break. Is that okay, Ferris?
Yes, of course.
Okay, we'll take a break. Leave all of this in. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back to keep talking.
Yeah, pretty much all this is staying.
Good. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing, and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break. Okay, just to recap, if people didn't follow what just happened, I was not recording any sort of my own audio, so that's why the audio sounds bad. I thought I couldn't hear mono. And our producer Ferris, but it turns out the headphones I was using were plugged into nothing. But now, 37 minutes after we were scheduled to start recording, I am set.
You know why it's okay? Because it's our birthday.
Well, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Mono.
Thank you. And it's your birthday in hours. We're hours away.
Hours and hours and hours. And I'll text you why I cannot come to your celebration.
That's okay. Don't worry about
Rina, it. We should have one in September when
Let's
I'm not
do it.
Working.
You know I love multiple celebrations. I believe in celebrating myself many times.
Your teeth are also so bright and clear. Clean. Oh, God.
Cleary?
Your teeth are cleary.
Thank you.
Should we talk about this runway?
Yeah. I'll just say one more annoying thing. This isn't important, but like, you know, Stacey comes to poke around the room. We get it.
I like Stacey. I love her.
I love her and I can't do her voice.
I do like the voice.
That's it.
The voice makes me happy and she wants everybody to do well. Are you sure about that, Mama? Mama, I don't know. On the runway.
I love her.
I love her so much.
Oh my God, I just realized she sounds like she's a character from Us. She sounds like...
She sure does, but she's from underneath.
Red. She's red. Yes,
she's tethered to somebody.
Oh my God. Where's the real Stacey? Where's the real Stacey?
The real Stacey's gone.
I want to say Stacey comes to poke around, and then one thing I don't need is Rita saying if she wins, she'll be the first French speaker to win. And sure. I don't know if that's a minority group that I...
well, Mono, I don't think you understand that French people are very oppressed in this world. They walk around going, and people go, yuck, we hate it. They say bonjour, and they go, get the fuck up out of here, you fucking Frenchie. French people are so discriminated against.
You are right.
This is a victory for French speakers everywhere.
This is a huge victory. And you know what's so funny is, like, we just talked about how, like, ballroom culture models itself after being aspirational enough to reach the heights that French designers have set as the standard of white excellence. Mm. That's all they do is try to be at their level. And they're like, oh, that's cute for you, POC. That's so cute. That's it. They come around. She's poking. Bobo's shaking. Bobo needs to win. That's it. They're freaking out. Michelle Visage is going to be here.
Michelle Visage.
And boy, is she going to hate their runways.
I love Michelle. And it was very interesting to see her hold back. Because, I mean, I don't want to speak for Michelle, but to me, it was like, oh, I've never met these girls before. I don't really hold them to a standard because I don't know them. I'm just going to critique what I see.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it with grace because I'm not coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I think that's fair, as opposed to being like, I'm building a relationship with these girls from the beginning, and I'm going to tell Dusty Ray Bottoms I hate her dots.
Yeah, I mean, she can say, I want to see something different. Or, I mean, I cannot believe that you came down the runway in a...
another gray corset. Wig, Max?
Yeah, another gray wig, or like, you know, whatever. But it's like, she doesn't know these girls, unless she wanted to watch all of the footage to be like, here's what I'm disappointed in. That's like, that's insane.
I know.
You
that
pop
would be
in,
crazy.
You pop out.
You pop.
The first category is...
Yes.
Executive Holiday Party Realness.
Oh, this made me happy. This made me so happy.
So Rita Baggis stomps down the runway in boots she wore last week. And we have a royal blue longish blazer-ish thing with some funny glasses. And she holds a lemon as a nod to Lemon.
This is a burp for me. I don't care about this look at all.
I mean, what is this look for me? I was like, it's not even camp. What are these big dumb glasses doing on this like tasteful thing you found in a thrift store that I like?
Right? I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. I didn't care about it at all. I was like they said, it wasn't fun. It wasn't funny and it wasn't fierce. I was just
it was just like meh.
It was just Ann Taylor, honey. Ann Taylor, get it out of here.
Yeah, a little Ann Taylor-y.
So, but before that, Jimbo came out.
Loved this.
Oh my God. This was amazing. This was funny.
Jimbo is great. Like, I love this. This, to me, is like updated CEO realness. So it's like, yes, of course you'd wear this to a holiday party. It's a gold blazer. It's fun.
Yes.
And then, she had too much to drink and she thinks this is hilarious. We have a sequin bra and mistletoe on the panty and a red garter.
Yes.
Like, I really love this. I just wish Jimbo's makeup was something better.
It's harsh. It's harsh. It's like, you know, she's for whatever reason, it's revealing some edges as opposed to concealing the edges, which, you know. We know good drag makeup can round out some of the shapes on a man's face, which would take us away from the fantasy.
Yeah.
But man, this made me laugh. She looks like Sigourney Weaver and Working Girl on meth. I love it. I love it. And I was
Sigourney
I was,
Weaver is in Working Girl? Isn't that Meg Ryan?
No. Sigourney Weaver's the boss. And then the lead is Melanie Griffith.
I've never seen Working Girl.
Oh, you should. It's good.
Okay.
So you hadn't seen it, and then you came for me.
Yep, just like many of our fans who maybe just come for you apropos of nothing. Apropos of nothing.
Thank you. Okay, next is Priyanka.
Loved this.
I'd love this, too.
This was really fun. This is like... This is the CEO, you know, who's like, I am dressing to a theme. I am very annoying and I overachieve.
Yeah.
I loved it.
this was it. This was the cut that worked. Pencil skirt.
Yeah.
And Christmas-y. And she, even though it looked silly, it was tailored enough for it to not be hideous. It was great.
Yes, I loved it. I thought it was really just A plus, if you will.
A plus, if you will. I do like that. I'm here for it. It's funny.
And she truly stayed in character the whole time. Honestly, this was a treat. I like it. This is a chirp.
Chirp, indeed. Next, we have Bobo, Scarlet Bobo, coming to the runway. It's tailored.
It's tailored. I don't know what it has to do with a holiday party.
I have no idea what it has to do with a holiday party.
I like it.
I can't believe she won, and like one of the looks was completely not holiday party.
I mean, yeah, there's money, so she's the CEO. Her makeup looks pretty fierce, but like I don't understand the newspapers. No. I don't understand the money.
No. I'm confused. Also, like, she could have even, like, given it a piece or, like, maybe trimmed something with tinsel or given us something. Ornament hair. Yeah. I don't know. Something. Something.
Yeah. I mean, this was a curious choice to wear for a holiday look. But maybe she and Rita Baggett work at the same company where they don't understand holidays.
Yeah, it could be the non-denominational holiday party where no one is offended and no one has fun.
Yeah, but then that being said, then put every holiday on there. And don't forget Kwanzaa. Let's see some kente cloth.
Come on, Nancy Pelosi. Put on that kente cloth and erase the problems of the world.
That was so wild. I woke up that day and I was like, have we all died? What is going on?
They were proud. They were so proud.
Too proud.
Way too proud. Okay, so that's that little runway category. Mm-hmm. Now we have the icy walk of shame.
Yes. And who's first?
Jimbo. Love it.
Jimbo again with these... this makeup.
I mean,
it's so
the
interesting.
Makeup.
I don't know, but I do like the outfit.
Yeah.
I think Jimbo has great taste.
I do too. I think it's an amazing. I think this is exactly the category. She is wearing a fierce ski suit. She is a mess. Her eyelash is falling off. This is exactly what they asked for. But you think the makeup is pretty rough?
The makeup, again, for me, is just, it's a slightly rough. I'm not sure what is going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
She that looks being like, said, I yeah. like the look, so I don't mind so much.
It reminds me of a ski movie. Like, I think there's a movie called Ski Resort or something with the young Paul Feig. She just looks like that stereotypical ski babe.
Yeah, like a snow bunny.
Yeah, who's like, I hope you win, Dylan. I'll suck you off if you do.
I agree. She does look like a slutty little ski bunny. Ready to slide down the slope of someone's penis. Or ski right into the valley of a pussy. Or, you know, go down on whatever you call your stuff.
Right. I don't know any other ski references. What's that? Go up that weird. What's that weird thing you sit on and it takes you up the mountain?
The ski taker upper.
Yes. A ski taker upper to a clit. Okay. So that was fun. I loved it. I get the makeup criticisms. And now we have Miss Rita looking like a fucking Super Mario brother.
You know, I did not get it. Maybe it has to do with like her Frenchness.
Yeah. She looks like fucking. She looks like Valerie Cherish.
Yeah.
Had a kid with Wario. I don't know. She looks fucking crazy.
I don't really understand it. I guess maybe her comedy's not for me. Because I was fully confused. But that being said, I would wear this.
It's funny.
It's cute. She's got an L on her head.
I guess it's like she got drunk and someone wrote on her face is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't get her. Her comedy's not for me. I would never have thought that.
It truly made her look even more like a Mario brother. I'm like, okay, Luigi, what's going on?
It is kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. Like, I'll say her face looks funny. I just don't know if, this is enough.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the critiques. Like, Michelle was like, was it funny? Yes, but does it belong on the runway of Drag Race? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with that. I disagree with the funny part, though, just because I don't know. It's not for me, but like, if you like it, that's great.
Tee-hee. I also want to say, Michelle did such a great job hosting the runway. I was like, you're great. You're lovely.
Yeah, just let Michelle host.
Do you think all of them were better behaved because Michelle was there?
It seemed as if the people dropped some airs a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, stopped being like, this is how you speak as a host. And we're just speaking in their normal voice.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah,
I think the judging on the show is it's a little, I don't want to say bad because that's not nice.
It's feels
a little
fresh.
Yeah, maybe like rough around the edges because it's something that nobody has done. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Stacey was on Top Model, I believe. She does to me seem the most comfortable.
Me too. Me too.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that people come for Jeffrey so much when Brooklyn says essentially the same things.
Yes. That's racism.
But everyone's like, slay mama. Yes, mama. Oh, we hate him. Blah, blah. Let's replace him.
Yeah. And just to clarify, I can't believe we have to keep saying this, but just like, shut up. This is a TV show.
I mean, it's a TV show. Yes, we talk about it, but like, it's a podcast where we're recapping.
Yes.
And we're not here to hurt anybody's feelings. And, you know, I don't know. I truly don't know what to say to you. If you listen to podcasts and you love drag and you're all about inclusivity, but you want to like be rude and tear down somebody else, I'm like, oh, okay.
That sucks. And like, we're just here to kiki, have a good time, never be an online lunatic ever, ever, ever. We're just here to have a little bit of fun and have a conversation about it. But like, we would never be like, oh, and by the way, we're sending a fucking bomb to this person's house.
Yeah, I don't know how to make a bomb.
So oh no, it seems too hard.
Next is Priyanka.
Priyanka. It's pretty cute.
This is great. I loved it. I thought it was fun. It was it's like a robe.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cinched sort of robey ski thing, you know, and I don't know enough about ski to know what it is, but I'm getting ski, which is that's what you should do.
The challenge. I liked it. She looked, you know, hungover. I thought it was great. And I also thought it was like
pumps.
Yes, that was fun. I thought it followed her like CEO. It was like, yeah, of course, this is what that woman looks like the day after.
I like that a lot. It was cute. Mm-hmm. The colors were really cute. That palette was fresh.
Yes.
And it used like a yarny wool in a fierce way, which is kind of hard.
Yes. I liked it.
So now Bobo.
Scarlet Bobo.
Bobo. So
we've seen the ice cold drips on Jan in season 12.
We did. And they didn't like it.
No, but they liked it here. I do like this. I would have gotten rid of the blue fur on the bottom.
The mucklucks.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Especially with the pump.
I thought that was an odd choice.
Yeah, agree.
You know, it's interesting. I don't love this. I like the idea of it.
I love the shoulders up. I think that's pretty gorgeous.
Yes,
I really do. For me, just like the frozen scarf and the hair looking, and her makeup's the best in the competition.
Yes, her makeup does look great.
So I think that's really helping her in this challenge.
Yeah, the waist down I'm not loving. Yeah. I wish she was just wearing like heeled boots. Like instead of a pump in this thing, like some white furry heeled boots.
Totally.
That would like, and I think that would fix the whole thing.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Cute. Okay, next category.
Ice Queen Eleganza.
This is a look they gotta make. They had to put together in the room. Jimbo comes out first. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean,
uh-oh.
I don't hate it.
I like the ideas.
Yes,
of
I like
it.
The ideas. I like the hat. I wish she had just kept. I wish she made it look like she wasn't struggling to keep the hat on.
Yeah,
you know, like just hold it and like use it, like maybe like move fluidly, like I don't know, make it look like it's a choice you made, not a thing you're dealing with.
And also, I mean, we'll talk more about this. Like, in the lip sync, you should have something under, since you know it's going to be hard. And you know,
yes.
It's 50% chance you're lip syncing. You should have something under there so you can pop yes. that shit off and actually
give
have
us
fun.
A reveal or just rip it off. Just throw it away.
Just rip it off because my God, that was so timid.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. And also her makeup looks like someone spilled oatmeal on the kitchen floor. It looks rough.
Yeah. It's an interesting look. Although it's interesting. I think this face is the softest out of the three.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
yikes. Yeah,
which is interesting. It's
yikes.
Like, okay. And I mean, she did say she didn't like her makeup, but
she
like,
did.
It is wild to me what happened.
Yeah.
Next.
So now, Rita. Rita, I like parts of this a lot. I have to admit, I like the idea of the big old titty bodice, and I like the bad romance crown.
Yeah, I just
none of it, any of it.
It's a look, and it came down the runway.
I like it. I have to admit, I like the top components, and then beneath it just falls apart. It's just a piece of fabric around the waist, and then some.
I know
tulle.
She made it, but like. We yeah. couldn't have covered the styrofoam or whatever that is, the foam a little bit.
Right.
It's not finished to me.
It's not finished. No, it's not. And really just, yeah. And also I feel like I've seen this look from her already, you know, and I'm just like, this would have been a good time to give us something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, work. Priyanka comes down. Oh no, Priyanka. Her face is stunning. I think her face is really good.
I think this is the best her face has looked this whole competition. I like the hair. I
love the asymmetrical frost.
Yes. And I like her corset. I think the corset is really cute. I think it's pretty stunting. I probably would have just added things to the hip part as opposed to constructing a paper train.
Cage. Yeah, what is that? Yeah, I think you're right. Like it could have, yeah, she should have just done more of a cha-cha hip or something.
Yeah, or like done whatever, like the snowflakes on her bodice, like maybe we brought it down onto her tights or something. Mm-hmm. Or just like been at peace with you, made a corset and stuck shit to it.
Remember, Violet Chachki in the Hello Kitty challenge did this really cool. She was wearing like a bathing suit with like a head cage. But the cool thing about the bathing suit was it had these really flared out hips.
Yes.
That gave it a kind of different look than just a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah.
Be Violet Chachki.
Be Violet Chachki.
God, duh. Duh. Okay, then Scarlett Bobo is... Yeah, I didn't... okay, I actually think the bottom is disgusting. I think it looks like she's wearing soccer shorts. On the bottom.
The shorts are tough for me. It does look a little Party City.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the makeup is stunning. Her makeup is always really great. Her hair looks great.
Yes. The bottom was horrible. Because, yeah, the makeup, the hair, the cape even. That, what the hell is on the bottom? It looks
It's a little strange for me.
It sucks. It looks like one of those, like, those pieces, you know, those special cardboard things you buy for the science fair?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it's tough for me.
Okay, work. And then we get our critiques. We're talking. Did you agree with their critiques and who they put in the bottom?
No, I mean, I don't think Scarlett Bobo should have won. Mm-hmm. I would have given it to Priyanka because two out of three were incredible.
Yeah.
I really liked that CEO realness look, and I liked her snow bunny, her little snow slut.
Yeah.
Bobo had one good look, and then I still had problems with it.
Yeah.
Jimbo, I liked Jimbo's looks.
Yeah.
I liked two out of three.
Me too.
Actually, I didn't mind the third one. The third one was not bad for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, my bottom is Bobo and Rutabaga.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you personally. Bobo's makeup is so good. That's why they gagged. But yeah, I just was really bummed. I think no matter what, I was going to be frustrated with this because it's so subjective what they do. Did you enjoy the emotional cute thing where they show you a picture of yourself and you have to cry or else?
I thought it was interesting. Rutabaga was like, you're going to travel a lot and have fun. And I was like, okay, you did not understand the assignment. We're trying to cry here.
This is your chance to cry.
I do like it.
I did appreciate Scarlett Bobo. I didn't realize, like, you know, she has a really awesome, the way she shared her story, and that was really touching, where she talks about the tough situation at home. And, mm-hmm. You know, that absolutely did endear me to her in a way that I had wanted to see more of earlier, and I can only imagine. So I was like, that was really cool to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. And then, and now we have our critiques. We're talking to ourselves. Little untucked moment where they're just like, who's going to be in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Priyanka talks about being on Kid TV. Yeah, yeah. And Jimbo looks like an old man with crayon on his face.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like the competition really beat down Jimbo to a little nub.
I do, too. And I told you, I have a conspiracy theory. Well, let's go ahead and talk. Priyanka gets too drunk. Great. She's safe. She don't care.
Yes, she doesn't care.
So then Bobo wins. Priyanka safe. And then, yeah, Jimbo versus Rita. What the hell happened in that lip sync?
Yeah, it was like Rutabaga was going for it. She cut her skirt off. She was serving it to you at the ball. And then Jimbo, I felt like gave up. Jimbo was just like, all right, I'll do it and I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. I was,
but then
shocked.
She gave us an iconic goodbye where she was crawling on the floor. And I was like, yeah, you're so funny.
Why didn't you do that in the lip sync? Where was that energy?
I don't know.
Because that exit was fucking funny.
It truly was. It was like pretty iconic.
It was iconic, and then she fucking referenced Buffalo Bill while she's doing her makeup message. Mm-hmm. She's fucking doing the lipstick around her mouth. I wanted to yell at her, come on, Charlie, let's go!
Come on, Charlie, let's go! That's honestly, it's one of my favorite things to happen on Drag Race, as Charlie Hides bops around in her 10-inch heels, clapping to I wanna go
all the way. Yeah, I was screaming, come on, Charlie, like loud, because I was just shocked. I was like, you're so great. I mean, but to be fair, let's be real. Even if Jimbo turned it, they would have kept Rita.
You think?
Don't you think? I don't know. Do you think?
I don't know. I think if Jimbo like really turned it out, we could have had Jimbo in the top three.
Damn it. I can't believe she didn't rip it off. This was a disaster. This made me sad. Jimbo's my queen. And I told you, I was texting you, I have a conspiracy theory that
she
was like, I don't want to win this season. I want to be on American All-Stars.
But do you think they're going to let Canadians on American All-Stars?
I don't know. I would, it's possible, you know, I mean, Canadians can get visas as extraordinary aliens.
Wait, really? They're called extraordinary aliens?
That's exactly what they're called.
This is stupid. That's so funny.
Yes, you're like considered like a alien, quote unquote, of extraordinary talent, which is like how you get a visa or a green card to come into the country.
Oh, it's well,
wild.
If they allow Canadian queens on All-Stars, then they have to let the UK queens And they have to let the Thailand queens.
I fully agree.
They're going to have to let the Holland queens.
Oh, yeah. Holland queens.
I think it's too many queens. I think they're going to have to stick to their own kind, which sounds fucked up.
Nicole!
It sounds really fucked up. But I think they're going to, you're just going to have a couple more seasons in Canada and then do Canadian All-Stars.
Wow. Who knew? Nicole's a Trump voter.
I love Donald Trump. I'm voting for him this July. Okay. I can't remember what I was working on. And one of the transpo guys, Teamsters are notorious Republicans. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, I voted for Trump. And, you know, he didn't do what I needed him to do. You know, the health insurance, my son had a kid and the kid, you know, is having problems and he wasn't covered. And it's Trump's fault. And I didn't vote for him again this time around. And this was last year. And I was like, is there an election I didn't know about?
What are you talking about? I didn't vote for him the second time.
It was so wild. Aww. I was like, there hasn't been a second time yet. And then I was like, oh, and I don't want to call them like every Trump supporter dumb. They're not. Some are smart. Some, you know, are very smart and have their own interests at heart. But I could not believe this man said that to me. And there's a lot of dumb Democrats. So, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we could talk forever. But like, I will say the smartest thing that Republicans do is that they run on a platform of positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, you are awesome. You are doing great already. It's just like telling a dumb little kid they're doing good. And they're like, yeah, I'm doing good. As opposed to the Democratic platform, which is like, we need to be better. You need to be better.
Yeah, but then
and people
also,
don't like shame, even when they're wrong.
It's all fucked up. And we should have more than a two-party system. It's insane. Because, I mean, so much stuff happened under the Obama administration. And I liked Obama, but, like, a lot of stuff happened that I was like, this is bad, too.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, like, look, that's... Yeah, I mean, look, government is still government, and there's still, like, a really crazy web of complicated, shitty interests at play that are still a reality and will be a reality. Yeah. But I will say, if you're listening, please give me and Nicole the birthday present of voting. Please.
Yes, please register to vote. If you are in an area where there might be, like, voter suppression, like... I think a lot of Georgia has a lot of, you know, redlining and whatnot. Yes. And they're like moving voting polling locations. Mm-hmm. Maybe look online and see how you can help with, you know, volunteering at a polling station. Yeah, it's an important year to vote if that's your choice to vote. I would love you to, but I do understand people. I read this whole fucking Google Doc about how this woman was not voting. And I was like, I fully feel everything you've said in this. It's valid. But, like, I would love for people to vote because then we can here's my plan. I plan on trying to hold the people we vote for accountable and, like, being more vocal and trying to figure out how to, like, get change to happen in our communities.
Yes.
And I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to try this year.
Well, that's why it's really important for us to vote, because that number makes a difference, and it sends a message to people that, like, oh, people do care. People are activated. They want you to be cynical. We need to show that the numbers and the outrage that's coming out of this year shows that civil unrest will happen if you try to fuck us, and you are trying to fuck us.
And I will say, with the protests and whatnot, slowly we're getting things. You know, like, budgets have been cut, not the way we want them to, but, like, slowly and surely. Mm-hmm. So, gotta stay in the streets, and which is, like, so incredible that we, like, you have to, like, protest to be, like, stop killing Black people. It's so weird that we, like, defund schools and healthcare. I can go on forever. This country's insane, but
this
I won't.
This week has been dog shit.
Tweet at me, go away or whatever, like, get out of here. But, like, it's bad a lot everywhere.
No, it's
bad.
Horrible.
It's bad everywhere.
This
it's
week has
okay.
exposed a lot of race, like, just crazy on fire racism towards an innocent man getting shot 7 times and a white guy getting a slap on the wrist for murdering protesters. And I can't.
It's so wild that he, like, was walking around with cops and holding an AR-15 or whatever the fuck it was.
If you don't agree, I don't want you to listen to this podcast. Truly.
Yeah, I mean, if
log
you...
Log off, Fifi. Yeah. Log off.
Fifi Dobson? Take me away! Uh-oh!
go to whenweallvote.org. It's an amazing resource. We're going to have the link in our link tree in our bio where you can donate to Jacob Blake and you can get involved in voting this fall because, my God, it's important. What do you want to plug, Nicole?
I want to plug, if you are for the police and you want to bring up Jacob Blake's record, that has nothing to do with that incident. Also, if I rob something from a store and they shoot me in the back, I didn't deserve that.
Yes.
If you, the only time you deserve to be shot point blank in the streets is if we're in a different dimension. I don't think, like, if you can take somebody in without shooting them, that, like, it's happened, it happens all the time. Let's do that.
Let's talk about white-collar criminals because Steve Bannon stole millions of dollars from you dumb fucks who want to build a wall. And guess what? He has no bullets in his back.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, like, just think about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Think about it.
That's what I want to promote. Just thinking about it. And I know talking to, like, family members about shit is hard, but, like, do it. Like, just point out reason, and if you want to have the conversation, have actual facts and, like, facts to back it up from, like, reliable resources. Mm-hmm. Also, if you repost something, look up, do the slightest bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they make it hard for you to find research, because I was interested in Kamala's stance on sex workers, and all I could find was that she was, like, for sex work, and she's not. It was just, it was very interesting to be like, how do I figure this out? So, like, it's like, if you think you found the answer, maybe look one more time to make sure that you're actually saying real stuff.
Smart. Yeah, that's smart. That's good. Yeah, just stay educated.
What do you want to promote?
Just follow me at my name. And then I also want to promote, don't be dumb. Don't be racist. Don't be racist. All those things you said. No, just follow me at my name on social media. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It makes such a difference.
Also, look at my hair mono.
I love it. Holy shit.
When I take it out of the twist, it looks much better.
Oh, I love it. You look fucking cute. Come on, cute. New hair.
Come on,
please
wig.
Rate and review us. I read them all, and they make me so happy. When we have more time, we'll read some, but we gotta go because Nicole's got a whole day of pods and we gotta let her be the pod queen.
No, I gotta do press stuff. Okay. Oh. Bye bye.
Bye, Emmy goddess.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.